You are just somewhat opposed to something and someone says, would you like to do this? What might you answer it?
I'd say, no, I don't believe in that and I just wouldn't do it.
If you're particularly pleased to see someone, what do you say to it?
Oh goodness, they just don't turn what I might say.
Did you say yes sir and yes ma'am as a
girl? Always did. It was yes sir and yes ma'am. I'll tell you, we just didn't say anything else. Mm-hmm. And I think it's nice to hear yes just to use that term.
It's a problem to know when to stop.
That's right. Yeah. Oh yes. Yes, I've seen that just overdone just a lot. And that sounds worse than if they didn't say it at all.
I get a little uncomfortable if I say yes sir and yes ma'am.
Yes, that's right.
I finally say, just call me Bob, will you please?
Uh-huh.
That works fine.
Uh-huh. Well, the whole town calls me Maud. I've been Maud ever since I'm just Maud to everybody.
It's a good feeling, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You think maybe they like you or they wouldn't call you that.
Now, how would you greet a good friend in the morning?
Well, I usually say, good morning, how are you this morning? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, well, I say it.
And if you've been introduced to someone, then what do you say?
Well, if it's someone that I think that I'm going to like, I'll say, I'm so glad to meet you. Something like that.
And if you wish to invite someone to return to your house?
I'll come back and see you sometime. Mm-hmm. That's usually.
When you were a girl, what did you say on Christmas morning, first day?
Oh, usually Merry Christmas or Christmas gift, uh-huh. One or the other. Mother told us when we were just pretty young, now don't say Christmas gift, say Merry Christmas. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Did Christmas gift mean that the person was supposed to give you something?
Well, that's what we were told afterwards. Uh-huh. I didn't know it at that time. We just thought that it was that's what you said to anyone. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't very long until Mother broke us of that. I don't know who taught us that or how we got it first, because Mother soon taught us not to say Christmas gift. I think she knew what it meant, and we didn't.
What did you say on New Year's morning?
Happy New Year, always.
Christmas gift, I think, has been used by many people until now. In some places, it's just like Merry Christmas. Uh-huh. Let's see, on the 10th of the month, the bills are miserable.
Isn't it though?
You know, I was just thinking the other day, you can't pay cash and keep everything on a cash basis.
No, you can't do
because
it.
Because your electrical company insists
that
this ain't
right.
Bill.
That's right. And it's the same way with so many. Now, I bought that screen door this winter. Well, I've been paying that out just for the month. Mm-hmm. And the first month, I made them arrangements that I was to pay him $10 a month. And the first month, I got a bill for it. And when I went in to pay, I said, now you just want to save your 3 cents because I'll be in the first of the month, every month, to pay that. He said, well, that's just a form we go through. Mm-hmm. He said, we send the bill out to everybody. He said, I know you'd be in to pay it. Well, every month. Well, since December, now it's cost him $10.50. They could save quite a little bit of money
sure.
If they do that. But they do, and same way with the telephone company, they know, and the lights and water and everything. We mail a check before the 10th of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And if they just, maybe, and I don't believe sending that bill makes anybody send it any quicker.